Welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Owen and Steph. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we do. Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
I had crumpets and Marmite.
What did you have for breakfast, Owen?
I had crumpets and Marmite and crumpets and jam.
What did you have, Kev?
For breakfast one...
I had a breakfast one as well,
did
actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
For breakfast one, I had chocolate orange and a Kit Kat.
Oh, that's not a breakfast.
And then for breakfast two, I had crumpets with jam and Marmite.
My breakfast one was three of Weetabix with crunch nut cornflakes and a banana.
We've eaten way too much today already.
Yeah, how many crumpets did we have?
12.
What? Shit. I only had two.
Shit. How many does that mean we had? 10, 5 12. Each?
Yeah. What I don't understand, when you said this morning, let's have crumpets with jam...
Did you think he was talking about girls?
No, talk about that later. To me, that's like the equivalent of saying, I'm just going to put some butter on my cereal, or I'm going to put some crunchy nut in my dippy eggs.
What are you talking about?
Like,
you fucking
idiot.
It just
makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Crumpets and jam is like a great English staple.
Yeah, but not for me.
No, but you're the weird one. Like, it is normal.
Two of us like crumpets and Marmite.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's wrong. Crumpets and Marmite, that was the first time I tried it.
And
was
you
good.
Liked it?
It was good.
Yeah. I just...
You had one bite of my jam, you one, didn't you?
I prefer them to be more savoury than sweet, you see.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Apart from if it's with Nutella.
What about in a muffin situation, an English breakfast muffin? Would you ever have jam on one of those?
What their consistency? I can't think what they're like.
It's just muffins, you know, like a book muffin,
yeah, okay.
But without the muck in the middle.
I've had jam on
really?
A muffin before.
See, I'd have like bacon and eggs on that. Probably just because I'm greedy. You guys are having some bread. Give me a full English.
What I really liked about those crumpets, because I haven't had them for ages, and when we opened them up, and like the first ones we cooked, like me and you both had just one just with butter, and it was like the nicest thing in the world.
Oh, natural. I like that with toast as well. Normally I like to have like three or four different breads, and then I can have all the different spreads, like a plain, like a Marmite, peanut butter.
Yeah. But in that situation, I just don't see why you would do it with anything apart from real butter. Like,
I agree.
No, like, toast and marge, no.
What's slightly horrifying is we've eaten, like, nearly half a cube of butter between us this morning.
I can't see it, but I'm going to take your word for
it. It's because
it's gone. I think it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
So you were talking about the format, and you were like, you wanted to bang on in this section. You say, I jumped to the news too quickly. What do you want to say, Kevin?
News.
Oh.
Local news.
One section.
We went to a fete the other day, didn't we?
We did.
Purton fete, and we saw some aeroplanes, and me and Owen did something really funny. Like, we were all playing there, and before we were about to play, it was after we played and you'd gone, there was some aeroplanes doing like a display, and they were up in the sky, and like me and Owen watching them, and we didn't know if it was a model aeroplane or if it was a real aeroplane. So this guy that was in charge came over, he was like, do you like it? I was like, yeah. I said, Owen's got a question. And Owen said, is that like just a really small plane with a man in it? And the bloke went, yeah, like really, really small man. And he was like, oh, okay. And he was like, no, it's a model aeroplane. We just thought they were far away.
Yeah.
Well, they looked really real, but then there was a bit where a real one came out, and it was like there were two identical ones. There was like a real one with an actual man in it and the model one, and they did shit together.
Yeah, they were like flying like really close to each other and stuff. And, like,
but
death-defying.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a similar question now. So if you had the one with the real man in it and the fake one, was that one... Because if the fake one was as far away as the real man...
It looked smaller. Like they didn't like work out where everyone's
at.
They looked exactly the same, so I thought, how can they make the model one look exactly the same size?
No, they were painted the same colour and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you do to an aeroplane? Paint it? I don't know.
Yeah, so, of course you do.
Yeah.
What else do you do?
Colouring with a pencil.
Tie dye it.
I don't know. Spray it, probably. I mean, you don't paint them, do you?
I've got some news about what I was up to.
What were you up to?
Well, what I was up to was I was playing FIFA. But I was, I was when I
you're with
on my own.
All right,
on the old Xbox One, and when I do this, I like edit the podcast, and like while shit's going, I'll listen to a bit to where to put something in or whatever, and I'll be playing, and like you know, on FIFA, like when you're doing career mode, you probably don't know this stuff, but you get these messages saying about like random things, like it would be someone such and such is injured. I kept like getting this thing saying, you need to watch your language to the officials. And I was thinking, that's a weird thing for them to presume about my character. And it just kept going on. And then, like, a few games later, I got, like, barred. There's like, you have not been selected for this match due to your recent conduct. I was like, what the fuck? And I realised, because we keep swearing on this, and the speaker picked it up. It checks it every time you do a swear. I've got a bust.
So you got banned.
So watch your language, Steph.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe you got...
Oh,
that's you got, World Big Brother,
got,
isn't it?
I can't believe you got Owen banned from a vital football match. Do you remember where Aaron Paul did that Xbox One advert as well?
Oh, yeah, and it turned on everyone's Xboxes.
Yeah, he was like, Xbox on. Like, everyone's Xboxes were turning on all over the world.
Something really...
Thank God you said that and not off, because he would have just switched mine off mid-game. What the
It was in the middle of something, like, I want to say, like, football or something, where everyone was, like, waiting for it to come back in, and it was the advert before it came back on. So loads of people was connected and turned all off. They're like,
fuck! Jesus, Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Amazing. That's all my local news.
What else happened? What have you been up to,
Steph?
Oh, we
were going to tell you what beer pong was.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I can't believe you've never played or encountered beer pong.
I don't know what it means.
So, basically, we played beer pong over the weekend and you didn't know what it was.
Stop just saying it. I don't know what it is.
I'm not going to tell you now. You have to figure out. We're going to play it. So, you have, like, you set up cups. It's going to be another visual thing.
Okay.
And you fill them each with a little bit of beer and you have two teams. Yeah. Have you seen that thing that they have at football games where you push the beer on the thing and it fills it up?
No.
Okay, cool. Basically, so you're two opposing teams and you both have these, like, a setup and kind of like a pyramid thing. And then you have to, you get a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
And you have to throw it in and you have to get it in one of the cups. And if it lands in the cups, the other team have to drink it. But if you, because you both go, if you both get a ball in the same cup, they lose straight away and they have to drink all of it. And you can have other rules, like you can bounce it, but you can bat it away. And but the problem with beer pong is it makes people really ill because... Like, especially if you play it in G's house. Cause
so you'd have, like, vodka and sambuca and...
No, no, it's all just beer.
Oh, really? That would make you die.
Yeah, yeah, imagine doing that many. But the problem is, obviously, a lot of the time the ball doesn't... Either goes in the drink and then, like, goes on the floor. So you can wash the ball, but really you're picking up a lot of floor and it's not...
Oh, is that why it makes you ill? I thought it made you ill because we drank about, like...
No, because if you think, it's, like, maybe the equivalent of not even a can in within the whole thing.
Maybe that was how it's supposed to be, but it was we were using over a can in each set of cups.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're making yourself feel better by saying that.
I felt awful so yesterday.
You don't drink beer.
It's disgusting.
That was the other issue. Like, the three girls didn't want to drink because it was beer, so the boys had to drink it all. So they were drinking, like, double the amount as well. So, yeah, it wasn't the smartest idea I've ever had. But.
So idiots.
Yeah, I'm surprised you've never played it before.
No.
You should play it one day.
Just turn this shit off.
Okay. Done.
Breakfast.
We're going to talk about news now?
Yes.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. News. Okay, Steph, you had some news about Lewis Ham.
Lewis Ham. It was because I was getting confused between Lewis Hamilton and Ian Hambleton.
When I was looking at that, I thought that was the Queen.
What? How does that look anything like the
Queen? I just saw, what on earth is he wearing?
Oh, it's the flowery shirt and the hat. So, yeah, Lewis Hamilton got turned away from the Royal Box at Wimbledon.
Is he dressed like that?
Yeah, that's how he was dressed.
He shouldn't be allowed anywhere.
He looks like if Hannibal Lecter wanted to be the Queen, that's what it would look like.
It's not dressing like meat. Because he wasn't wearing, obviously, the rules are you have to wear a jacket and tie. And he's wearing neither of those things. He's wearing this hideous flowery shirt and a twatty hat. And they gave him a tie and said, if you put this tie on, we'll forget about the jacket. And he refused and stormed.
Oh, fuck him then. Do you know what I mean?
He's a knobhead.
He's a prick.
No, I'm not going to have that. Like, standing up for not having to wear a tie in the world? Fuck wearing a tie.
Nah, well, the thing is, he's a tax cheat anyway, isn't he? So... Doesn't put anything back into our society.
I don't necessarily, I just think it's like the conversation we had the other day.
Doesn't pay tax and cool. expects to go to our Wimbledons.
it's the same thing as before. If there's rules about somewhere, you know the rules. Why turn up and try and flaunt?
Do you know what I once did? I wanted to go to, it was either Chicago's or Jumpin' Jacks in Stevenage, and I was wearing trainers and they wouldn't let me in. So I was like, oh, and everyone else went in, like, cheers, guys. And I was like, don't worry, I'm going to go get some shoes and come back. And I didn't want to go and get some shoes because I live miles away. So what I did instead was I tipped my trainers off, tipped my socks off, which happened to be black, put my trainers back on, put my socks over my white trainers.
Did you get away with it?
I went back and he's like, mate, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, oh, I'll go back. And he said, don't even bother coming back.
I've got a worse one than that. Like, I went to a nightclub once, it was in Richmond. There's about five of us, we got there, and I was the only one that had trainers on. And the guy like on the door was like, shoes, oh, you got trainers on, said you can't come in. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. He's like, oh, sorry. I said, I've got a pair you can borrow. He said, what size are you? I was like, what? He was like, this is the bouncer. He was like, what are you? I said, 12. He went, yeah, I've got a pair. I was like, okay. So, like, the rest of them went in, and then he came out with his pair of shoes. And I was like, this is weird. Like, we're not bowling. Anyway, I put them on, and, like, on both shoes, like, the front, like, the sole had come off, so they were, like crocodiles. I was going in, like, rah, 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 rah. It was horrible.
Did you take them off once you got inside?
No. What, and then just run around bare feet? He kept my trainers. It was like I had to collect my trainers on the way out.
Like, actual
When he gave them to you, did he have that, like, spray stuff that, like...
I once forgot to change my shoes back when I went bowling. Like, we were on, like, a school trip or something, and I got back on the bus, and he started driving, and then I looked down, and I was like...
Oh. I've done that. I've been over in Stevenage. We used to always go after work. Go bowling, and then about, so I guess we started bowling at about 3 o'clock, and then about 11:30, I think we were in Chicago, so I looked down and I still had my bowling shoes
on. Didn't happen, because G's got a pair of bowling shoes, hasn't he? Yeah. I wonder if people do it on purpose.
Once, they do.
We couldn't get into somewhere like Chicago's because they had a rule about boys wearing shorts, and I had some, like, kind of skinny jeans on. So we swapped, and my male friend took my skinny jeans, but he couldn't do them up, and his shorts were way too big on me, but they let me in wearing these, like, big cargo shorts. We just got back in and swapped. It's always way, always around. But I think in this situation, you, like, it's a royal box, you know that there is a rule of a jacket and tie.
Why didn't he just go in the normal bit where he didn't need to wear a tie?
Because that's the thing that annoys me about him. Look, he wasn't happy, he refused and walked out. Like, just go, oh, sorry. Like, yeah, I'll just go wander over there. But no, he's an idiot.
I think that, like, everyone in the world should get, at the same point, they should switch on their computers and become the resistance so that they just ban...
Am I ever going to live that down?
No, never. That's going to way I tackle any problem in my life now.
But I think what a difference. Like, don't judge a book by its cover. Like, I might be, like, idiots wear suits and nice people sometimes don't, you know? Like, why
I understand.
Stop oppressing me?
Yeah.
I just want to wear shorts and flip-flops.
Sounds like crocodile shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about it. I think 90% of the time I'd agree with you, but in times and places, I think
if I met the Queen, I probably would wear a tie.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're gonna have, like, royalty in there, and, like, it's because it leads to, like, well, how far do you draw the line? Is someone gonna turn up in a vest? Like, what annoys me is on holiday.
What's wrong with vests?
When you no, but you know what I mean. Like, if when you're on holiday and like you go to eat, like, say in the hotel, and they say you have to wear, like. Like, trousers and shirt, that would annoy me because it's way too hot
for to be fair, I mean, like, looking at that picture, I mean, he does look like a Bond villain. Do you know what I mean? It's he like, does. He's
quite smartly dressed. I bet his outfit is quite expensive. Maybe they should, I don't know.
Do it on price.
How much did this cost? Yeah, I don't know. I don't like him anyway, so it probably doesn't help. If it was someone I liked, I'd probably...
Yeah, if it'd been, like, Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Ed Sheeran is a classic one for that, isn't it? He will always wear, like, a T-shirt to a red carpet event.
Mm. Well, this leads nicely into our next little section.
Doesn't it? It's not news anymore, though.
It's kind of... No, I guess it's not.
Fashion.
Fashion.
Well, I want to talk about those, like... They're like girls wear them. And I don't know how I feel about them.
What? Are you going to tell us what they are?
Or? Yeah, they're like black, sort of...
Can I just Kevin? Interrupt you?
Kevin, what is that?
You've got a massive hole in your crotch, sir.
So where the butter went
in?
Jesus Christ.
It's fine.
So we're talking about fashion, yeah? We're going to give some advice.
It's not advice. I'm just interested.
Okay.
Like, how do you guys feel? Like, it's a girl. She's got, like, skinny, like, leggings on, and then, like, rips on the jean and on the knees.
Oh.
And, like, I just see them everywhere at the moment. Every day, every
I'm
moment
pretty
of the
sure.
day. Have you? Do you wear them?
Yeah, no, but it's. I think you're just talking about, like, kind of almost like jeggings, kind of like this.
Yeah.
With a ripping, because you won't get leggings with a ripping, because otherwise.
Okay, not leggings.
Just, like, ladder.
Like, just sort of tight. Like black jean type affairs.
I'm a fan of them. I have some ripped jeans.
You've definitely got some ripped jeans.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying there's a lot of them about.
Oh, there's always a lot of them.
Fashion,
I prefer them
around.
To some of the other crap that happens.
Like what?
About what?
Oh, I don't like it when a man's trouser ends before his ankle. You get a lot of that these days, don't you?
Oh, like they're rolled up.
Yeah. What's that all about?
Well, like long trousers that have just been rolled up.
Long trousers that, like, yeah, but they sort of, they're really tightly fitting and they roll to just above the ankle. Like,
I know a girl that once sewed herself into a pair of jeans because she wanted them to be so tight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of effort.
How'd she get all?
She had to unpick it.
What, every time she put them on and off?
Yeah, she did it for about 2 weeks and then that was it. But, yeah, there's a lot of, this is a subject that could get me into a lot of trouble.
Go on, do it.
Leggings and t-shirts, like, there's only a small amount of people. I wouldn't wear leggings and t-shirts, and yet there seems to be a lot of people that wear, like, girls that wear just leggings and a t-shirt, and, like, leggings are often stretched too thin and you can see too much.
Yeah.
But then I'm not really I'm really against body shaming, but I just think in general, no matter who you are, that isn't something you should wear. And like when we were at the Casfest, we saw a lot of young girls in like really tiny hot pants with like underbum cheek. And yeah. And
we were just shocked, if I'm honest. Yeah. Like, shocked.
We were horrified.
It just, but the thing with that is it seems to be a thing that only younger girls do. Like, I don't know many kind of 20, 30 year olds that would wear that.
No.
And I just think, like, that worries me.
You don't get many mini, sort of traditional mini skirts around these days, do you?
That's because they're not in at the moment. You've got like the midi and the maxi and
all
that joy.
Like a mini skirt.
Yeah. On yourself or?
I don't know if I could like live with myself if I saw you in a mini skirt.
I don't mean me wearing one.
Oh, right. Yeah, see, I just think I tend not to like really know about fashion. Like sometimes, like eventually, like a fashion will like come to me. Like
you'll be dressing one way, and eventually the fashion will just sort of happen to sort of cross over.
Well, sometimes like, I used to hate the whole skinny jeans thing, and I've gone off it again now. But like it was in for ages and ages, and I was like, you idiots, what are you doing? And then I got myself a pair. I think maybe someone bought them. I was like, oh yeah, this is amazing. And that was like about 6 years too late. But now I've gone off them again.
I've never seen you in skinny jeans.
No, nor do I. Don't they make you really hot?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I can imagine is being really hot and itchy.
I don't like boys in skinny jeans.
The thing is, you have to wear a certain type of, like, it just affects your whole outfit because you have to wear a certain type of shoe with it. Otherwise, you look like, a dog that hasn't grown into his paws yet.
I am picturing someone right now who I'm going to say off air. Oh, okay. And you might be picturing the same person, but I don't think so. But boys in skinny jeans, like, again, a small amount can look good, but sometimes there's boys that take it too far and you get, like, the division sign and there's just too much going on in the crotch area.
Oh, right.
Will always jokes about the fact that I have crotch eye because, like, his best friend, Dan.
What is crotch eye?
So, like, no matter what a guy's wearing, no. Whatever, no matter what a guy's wearing, I'll be able to see their junk. Is what we're gonna say.
Stop looking at
their
cocks.
I'm like, I can't help it. Like, it's not.
Is that your superpower?
I think so. Like, it's we joke about.
I can see through denim.
No. But like, it's just really bad. Sometimes I'm like, God, he needs to change his trousers. And I was like, what are you talking about?
He needs to change
like,
your fucking eyes.
We went to Jack in Brighton with his best friend Dan, and Dan was wearing these shorts. And he like hitched him up to sit down, and I was like, "Oh my god, Dan, I can see everything." And like his girlfriend Kirsty was like, "I haven't noticed that." And everyone was staring at him.
To be fair, like, I've got this very, very subtle hole in my trousers.
It's not subtle. It's not.
Like,
yeah.
Straight away, Steph's like, "What are you doing?"
It's I don't know. It's a bit of a strange thing. I do it with boobs though as well, so that's a good thing, right? Not on men, on girls.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Stop judging us.
I'm not judging. It's not a judge thing. But yeah, fashion. I find really interesting.
I think you're the most fashionable one out of the three of us.
Rude.
And that's the thing. I just buy what I like. What irritates me is, this is going to sound like such a dicky thing to say, and I'm going to say it. I have noticed that, like, over the last few years, clothes that I like, a couple of things, there's a couple of ways I dress, have come into fashion, and now it makes it really annoying to try and buy stuff because it's like four times the price and every dickhead in the street is wearing it, and I'm like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
The one thing that really annoys me, and this is a bit ironic because I'm wearing a music t-shirt today, but I think this is fair, is when you see knobhead girls wearing like a Rolling Stones t-shirt.
Oh, kids wearing Nirvana t-shirts. Or,
yeah, like...
Who's Kurt Cobain? I don't know. Who?
There's this girl, like, big blonde hair, like pouty lips I used to go to school with, and she was wearing a Chili's, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers top. And I was like, I didn't know you like Chili's, and she went, who? And I was like, why the fuck are you wearing that? Oh, that's because, my because, biggest
mistake. Just so you know, you probably just got me banned from like a Champions League semi-final. Keep me down, yeah?
That's because you can get all those sort of, all that stuff in George and Tesco's
and
stuff.
Yeah, I know, but it just really annoys me.
Well, what's the craziest thing?
Well, yeah, because I was sort of thinking like how like fashion's like sort of, I find it weird how like everything just sort of comes back all the time, and everyone's always harping back to the 60s, and like, but the one bit where no one ever harks back to is the 80s. Do you remember the fashions in the
80s? Yeah, no, the 80s fashion was in like 3 years ago. Everyone wore those fucking, sorry, fashion is something that gets me really angry. Those big like white t-shirts with like the neon signs on
it. No, I'm talking about like women that used to have shoulder pads and stuff.
Pads are, again, quite in at the moment. Yeah.
Shit. See, I told you I didn't know.
Is the 90s back in now? Is that a thing?
90s grunge, yeah. You've got a lot of check shirts and stuff around, and the ripped jeans, so yeah. There's a lot.
Does that mean, am I in fashion now?
I think you could be. I think this could be your time.
Quite a fashionable character.
Yeah, you are definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, also shoulder pads like just looked awful anyway.
They were awful. So. Like that whole sort of Dallas Dynasty type thing.
Maybe everyone's gonna start perming their hair. What am I going to do?
Do you think like, you know how technology improves, do you think there's a way that they can make shell suits safe and bring them back?
I don't think that was a good fashion. I had a shell suit.
I had two shell suits.
Oh my god!
When I was living up north.
I was living down
pink,
south.
Pink one.
You probably did about 8 years after everyone else.
Yeah, well, last week.
But yeah, like the language of the time as well. Like, there's words, certain words, like insults is a really good one. Like, for example, like, oh god, it makes me cringe even thinking about it now. Imagine like if someone did something really stupid now, like you'd call them a knob or a dick. Could you imagine calling them a wally?
A wally.
Oh, it makes me feel sick. That used to be the word.
There was a phase where I used to really like, me and Tom Donovan used to do it, finding old words that you don't use anymore and bring them back into use.
What's that?
No. Like really old, like really old.
Oh, you nincompoop.
Yeah, stuff like that. My dad calls people twonks sometimes. Twonk, which I quite
that's
like.
A good one.
Yeah. And twerp. Twerp's a good one.
I love that.
Absolute dweeb. Twerp.
Stop,
yeah,
being,
dweeb.
Stop being such a silly billy.
Yeah, like, there's so many good words. One thing my mum used to really hate was when we were at school, like when I was at school, there was a phase of saying you bummed something. So like, if you absolutely love something, oh, I bummed that. Like, yeah, at the time, obviously it has a connotation, it does, but my mum used to see it as like being bummed out. So she'd be like, I don't understand how you can use that as loving something, because it means you should hate something. I didn't obviously realise where the loving part of bumming came from. And I used to say it for ages. It used to be my mum. And I also used to say the word smeg, because I used to always smeg, Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
My mum was like, never say that word.
Which came first, that word about that or the fridges? And if that word, why the fridges?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wonder though, because it's an English word. Like, do Americans say smeg? Like in the same way?
I don't know. I just remember Lister from Red Dwarf saying it all the time.
Yeah.
Lister
loves
smeg. Yeah. Is that film ever going to be made? They've been threatening for about the last 20 years about making it a Red Dwarf film. Yeah. Big time.
They sort of made a little series of it, didn't they?
Yeah, it wasn't very good, was it? Yeah. Didn't he end up being in Coronation Street or something like that? Yeah. I think that words work the other way as well. And if you imagine, like, having a conversation that we might have now, like in, I don't know, 1994, about, is there any Wi-Fi? Oh, I've got, let me just get this down from the cloud. What the fuck are you talking about?
Skills. Did you use skills at school?
Skills, yeah.
Skills. That's one I try and bring back all the time. Oh, skills.
Yeah, maybe. Because we did this a little while ago. There was like a thing in the paper of like cool kid words nowadays, and like if people knew what they meant. And I was reading through them, and most of them I got, but a lot of them I didn't.
Yeah, I never get any of that. Like, I've only just got that YOLO.
only just.
Like, I've never even been able to like fit it into a sentence. I don't know where you'd use it.
Just like when you're happy, like it doesn't matter what anyone else is saying. YOLO. When you're about to do something crazy.
I was gonna say, usually if I do something, or I when you're about to stage dive.
I'd never be able to say it naturally. I'd never be able to.
I don't think you should.
No. Like sometimes if we're all drinking and I have a cup of tea, I'll go YOLO. Like, right. So I use it more ironically than actual. Maybe you should start. Maybe we should try and make our own word. Like, this is gonna sound a stupid question, but have you, two ever watched Mean Girls, the film?
No.
Such a good film, but there's a girl in that.
Is it bare good?
And she keeps trying to make the word fetch happen, as in like fetching. And then there's a famous quote which is, "Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's never going to happen." But that's what
I don't
we
know what that
do.
Means. Any of that conversation?
Fetch. Oh, oh sorry.
Oh, bad. I think, completely disregarding what you said, but we'll come back to it. It just popped into my mind. What you should do. What could be your thing is take a pack of Rolos with you everywhere you go. And whenever someone says YOLO, you go, here you go, mate. I think that would be better than you trying to naturally fit it into a conversation.
I thought you were going
to
also then make him do some kind of roll. Like, if someone was like, you dropped it. Like,
oh, somersault. There you go, mate.
I'm in.
Should we see if we can? Because we've got that save it for the podcast. That's
yeah.
I've seen that used.
That's, like, someone else used it to me.
Yeah, someone's used it to me as well.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just explain. Like, we've got this thing. Like, whenever we message each other with something interesting that's happened, and we'll used to say save it for the podcast, but then we shortened it to SIFTPC. And then like. I think we must have posted it on Facebook a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then other
by
people.
We,
other
I think you mean you.
But then other people have started using it, and like people have come up to me and said it, and like people have posted to us, save it for the podcast. It's like really
that's
weird.
The thing.
We're affecting popular local culture.
We're affecting Hitchin.
We should get it on a t-shirt and put Ryan Gosling's face on it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why Ryan Gosling's face?
He's just on T-shirts, isn't he?
Is he?
There was a whole thing between him and Macaulay Culkin, like wearing each other's faces on each other's T-shirts, and they were taking...
Can we put them both on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like a before and after of a horrible...
We should get some segment for the podcast T-shirts. Okay. That's a really good idea.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah.
Maybe you can take credit for it.
We'll definitely sell at least three.
To each other?
No, I mean, I'm like, not buying that to the people that like write, say, for the podcast. Oh, okay. Things.
Cool.
Done.
All right, cool.
Language crazes, have we talked about that?
That's literally what we've just been talking about.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
I was excited to talk about skorts when we're talking about fashion, and I'm just going to pop it in.
About what?
Do you know what a skort is?
Oh, is it one of them misleading skirts that is actually joined in the middle?
So it looks like a skirt, but then it's shorts underneath.
Yeah, I'd be annoyed with them.
Wouldn't fit you properly.
I don't understand. Like, I'd wear a skirt or wear a short.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan. I don't think I've ever worn one. I don't think I ever will wear one. But as proven, as we saw on Saturday, sometimes if you want to wear a dress and it's windy, maybe a skirt would be a good thing that comes. Maybe
you
that's why.
You were well flashy on Saturday, weren't
you? Yeah, I know. It got worse towards the end of the day. I just gave it up at the end.
Just took it off. Yeah. In your pants.
Why not?
Thinking about like crazies, like. Like, there was some weird shit that went on, like, when I was younger. Like, do you remember... Do you remember, like, dealy boppers?
Yeah.
Those things.
What's a dealy bopper?
Right. It's like an antenna, like...
Yeah, and you put it on your head, and, like, it would go like this. Like, I always wanted some, but they were, like, such a craze, they just got sold out everywhere. So I remember one day...
I don't think they were aimed at you. Aren't they for girls?
No, everyone had them. Like, everyone. Really? Yeah. Not me. But I was all right in the end, though, because my dad made me some when he used to work at Cam Gears... where they used to make parts for cars, and he came home one day with this thing that was made of metal, right? And it was like a big steel strip that he'd bent round, and then it had like two like massive antennas, but like springs with like some screws on the top, and then there was this thing he put in the middle that you could fit a plant on. Ooh, I was cock of the walk.
See, that's cock of the walk. That's another
language. Everyone wanted to go on my ones if they could hold them on their head. It was so heavy.
So why didn't you give you like a really bad neck pain?
Frisbee, like there's little ones that always sort of come back, like frisbees. I'd like come back every few years.
Yo-yos.
Skateboards.
I used to be like obsessed by boomerangs when I was younger.
I've never thrown a boomerang.
I've never thrown one and it come back. Me and my dad.
You sure you just weren't throwing sticks?
Well, me and my dad tried to make one once, but basically the only bit of, because obviously they're quite curved, aren't they?
Yeah.
But we only had like, it was essentially a 2x4, so it kind of was like maybe the gradient of a banana.
See, my dad
had
made that.
Would, for a like stencil.
Yeah.
My dad had that. Would have had a plant pot on it as well, so it would never have come back.
Just stone it, hits the floor. When I worked at HMV, we fixed all the greys and you could not get them anywhere. And what would happen is we'd get like an order in of 10. And we would, like the staff would put like 6 back because our friends would ask them. So then I had a couple of people who like, I'd say I knew but weren't necessarily friends, suddenly be all matey with me and be like, oh, you work at HMV, right? Can you get me a wee fit? So I'd be like, yeah, and I think they cost like £90. I'd be like, that's £120. And then I'd take the money.
Wow.
I don't think you're allowed to
reveal that. I don't know if you can admit that.
Well, no, because no, it's literally no one I know anymore. I used to do it with actual friends. Like, actual friends, I would give it to them.
Oh, HMV have gone bust anyway, haven't they?
They're still there. I remember around Christmas, like when the Wii first came out, me and Matt, we worked at Norwich Union, and I remember like we went to HMV because we'd heard there was like a rumour went around that they had some there. And it was Game, because there used to be 2 Game stores in Stevenage, didn't there? And we were in one, and we were at the front of the queue, and like I think they just sold their last one. And the guy on the counter, he like got on his phone to like the other store. He was like, "Have you got any?" And he did this code. He was like, "What? No, that's it. You haven't got any." And he sort of held his fingers out. They've got 3. They've got 3. What? That's none up the road. No. Oh, okay. And then we ran down. It was all icy. Like running down the road through the ice. We managed to get one. It was amazing.
My first PlayStation. Getting that. Yeah, it was a similar thing. I just remember me and my mate from work, like, I think literally it was on our first payday, and it was like, let's go. And we just like ran out and just like going and getting it, and like, brilliant.
I remember buying a Nintendo 64 the day it came out, and then about maybe 2 weeks later, they halved in price.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Nintendo are good at doing that.
They're too expensive now, aren't they? Like, I can't afford a new Xbox or a new PlayStation.
Yeah, 300 quid.
I can't afford that.
I think that's where they always used to be there.
Nah. Like, yeah. First PlayStation was like 100 quid.
Nah.
Yeah, but wasn't that relative to the time?
Not really. I was earning more money then than I am now.
The Nintendo 64 that I bought, that was like 300 quid. like when it first came out. Yeah,
because Xbox 360 was less than 200 when it came out.
Nah, yeah, it would have gone down to that.
No, it came, the week it came out was.
If only there was a way we could prove this.
We could probably prove it somehow.
Okay, probably won't.
Though, like, well, someone bought it for me from our wedding list for our wedding.
Really, you put that on your wedding?
On your wedding list? Unbelievable!
Oh my god! What?
How did you justify that?
I don't know. Wait till you guys get married. It's the best thing ever. Like, you literally go to John Lewis, you have this gun, and you go around and you just shoot stuff, and it just adds it onto your list.
You can do that with Amazon. Amazon plates,
like Xbox. Yeah, I found them. DVD players, TVs, like whatever you want.
I don't think though wedding.
Did Lucy not lose her shit though when like all your wedding gifts turned up? And it was like an Xbox, a mountain bike.
I don't think it's the same.
300 pack of fags.
Say, 20 Super Kings.
All the bacon. Like, nowadays, if I go to a wedding, 9 times out of 10, we always get that thing that says, like, we just request your presents, no presents, but we'd like some money towards our honeymoon or something like that. Yeah. That tends to be what happens nowadays. I don't think that... Because most people live together now before they get married, and that's usually what a wedding list is for, wasn't it, for, like, your first house?
Yeah. I don't think people should do that. I think you should always do that list, because it's the most fun you can have.
Yeah, but
just
I would
throw out the stuff that you've got. Just throw out the stuff you've got and get new stuff.
Does that not seem a bit wasteful?
No.
Bought this plate last week. Oh, well, getting married.
Oh, it's good. It's good fun.
Okay, looks like I'm going to get married just for the list then.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, I'm not joking as well. Like, people are so generous. Like, we went round, we did the whole thing. Xbox. We did the whole thing, right? And then about a week later, people went online and started doing stuff. And the week later, John Lewis phoned us up and they was like, you need to come back in. Everything's gone. I was like, what? Like, people literally bought everything on the list. It was like, Jesus, okay, fridge.
That's well good.
Oh, it's mental.
Does someone have to, like, buy you an entire fridge though, or can they? Should we talk about this now?
You can chip in.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really good fun. Because, like, you kind of put down stuff that you wouldn't normally get, do you know what I mean?
Like, Christmas when I get a Hoover.
Yeah, like, that's a really weird present. Was that from Will?
No. No.
We had a swing ball, we got on our wedding list as well.
What's the matter with you?
You got an Xbox and a swing ball. Yeah. Sounds more like a pregnancy list, like for your children.
Who bought you a Hoover?
Well, no, but with Will's mum and dad, like, they'll get him, like, a tool set for Christmas.
Glad I'm not either of you.
Because they're saying, like, he'd rather that than get stuff, like, he can buy himself clothes anytime, but, like, he doesn't want to buy a Hoover himself. Actually, I bought our Hoover and our Steam thing, so that points in that.
We went to Hoover and Steam cleaner shopping the other day.
Did you?
Did you get some?
What did we get a steam cleaner for?
To clean the floor in the lounge and the kitchen and that. It's wood.
Yeah.
In the bathroom and that. Really? We haven't used it.
I can't.
Oh, we did use it. We used it once.
Are you ever going to use it again?
No. It just takes up space. I think it's broken. It smells of mould. But, okay.
I do, like, we're going to play that game now. We're going to play that game now, but I just saw Owen look at the list of the names that we've got, and I saw him do exactly what I did, because, like, the first list that we've got is people that have been in the royal box at Wimbledon, and the second list is just three random names. I could see you look at it like, I don't understand the association. So I think we should start with list one.
Okay.
Okay, so people that have been in the royal box at Wimbledon. Well, how does the game work, Steph?
So you marry one, you sleep with one, and you go on a cruise with one, so no funny business, but you have to spend 2 weeks in their company.
Okay. So, Lewis Hamilton, Bradley Cooper, and Hugh Grant.
Don't we normally do... It's not normally three guys.
No, it's not. There's normally a girl.
There's normally, like, yeah.
No, we did last time, we did, like, friends, didn't we? Oh, we swapped one over, didn't
we? Yeah, we swapped one over.
Oh, well.
Basically, you're making me and Owen really, really gay.
Well, why don't we switch, say, that one.
Yeah.
And that one.
Jesus, okay. So it's Lewis Hamilton, Bradley Cooper, or the Queen.
Now it makes sense.
Okay, so you go first.
Yeah, to make it even worse, though. I don't.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'd still probably just take the Queen on the cruise and have no funny business.
I think Bradley Cooper would be a laugh to go on a cruise with for two weeks.
I'd be happy to spend my entire life with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I'd definitely marry Bradley Cooper.
I'm marrying Bradley Cooper.
But again, a bit like we were saying about...
You're going to marry the Queen and take her money, aren't you?
Yeah. about James Bond, like Sean Connery, like not loads of years left. So if you were to marry the Queen, like you might come into a bit of an inheritance, right?
I don't know if I could become royal.
Oh yeah, no.
You've got that. I don't know if I've got the clothes.
Yeah, think of all the dress codes you'd have to adhere to if you married the Queen.
All right, so that one night stand.
You go on a one night stand with the Queen,
and then you could blackmail her.
Who are you having a one night stand with, Steph, tonight?
Can I not marry Bradley Cooper and then, but like have a one night stand with him beforehand? is that not a thing? I don't know. Do you know, I'm tempted to lean towards like Owen's way of thinking. Maybe marry the Queen, have a one night stand with Bradley Cooper, and then take Lewis Hamilton on the cruise. If not, I'd marry Bradley Cooper, have a one-night stand with the Queen.
I'm not having a one-night stand with the Queen. I'm going to take the Queen on the cruise, I'm going to marry Bradley Cooper, and I'm going to have one night of aggressive sex with Lewis Hamilton. It'll be like, it'll be sexy, but it'll be angry, because I don't like him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that if you took the Queen on a cruise, like, it'd be weird, because the boat would be probably named after her, wouldn't it?
God, yeah, you'd probably go on the QE2.
What? Yeah. Isn't that the hospital? It is.
Queen Elizabeth II boat.
Is there a boat? Okay. I just thought it'd be called, like, Lizzie.
it's probably the most famous boat in the country.
Where is it?
Portsmouth. Mm.
Okay.
It goes to, like, America and stuff.
Okay. Lies.
It's not a lie.
So the other list.
Okay, so the other list, which
Hugh
is just
Grant.
Hugh Grant, Lady Gaga and Cheryl Cole.
Just people that were in the paper today.
Yeah.
I would marry Hugh Grant just because, although I think he's a bit of a despicable human being,
No. He seems a really nice human being.
Just had that one little misdemeanor and you're condemning him.
What misdemeanor did he have?
Cannibal. He was picking up prostitutes.
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Oh, okay.
About Divine Brown.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not know about this?
He got arrested.
But when he was
really
with Liz Hurley, like he ended up like curb crawling and he had this prostitute in his car in America, Divine Brown her name was. And there, he got arrested, and that's why him and Liz Hurley split up and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know about this? You do know
I
about this.
I didn't know about this, no.
It was happened when I was in America, and he did something amazing, like the Jay Leno show.
Yeah.
Like, he was booked in for an appearance, like, literally just after he came out of prison, and he could have cancelled it, but he didn't. So he came on the show, and, like, came and sat down, and Jay Leno just looked at him and was like, so I just started laughing. He was like, well, I'm here, and like just absolutely ripped him to bits for half an hour, and he just took it like
that's
in good spirit.
Yeah, no, but I just wouldn't want a husband that might end up picking up a prostitute.
I think all husbands might do that.
Oh wow.
I'm joking.
What? Jesus Christ. But I would probably marry him. I also would like to think because I like to think of him as like Hugh Grant out of Love Actually, right? And he'd do the little dance and stuff. And then I would have a one night stand with Cheryl Cole because I find her one of the most irritating people in the world.
That's a good reason to have sex with someone.
Well, no, I just mean I couldn't deal with her for 2 weeks on a cruise. Like, she's notoriously high maintenance.
What, you'd rather go with Lady Gaga?
Yeah,
could I specify that we went on the Titanic circa 1914
yeah, but, like,
and sank and
Lady
died?
Lady Gaga, she'd play the piano back for you. At least, have you ever heard Cheryl Cole sing without auto-tune? Imagine her getting hold of a mic on the frickin'... Not good. So I'd take Lady Gaga on the... And I imagine she'd be a right laugh and get smashed, whereas Cheryl Cole would be like, oh, I've got to eat a salad.
She does impressions too, Cheryl Cole.
It's in her Northern Accent one.
That wasn't even supposed to be a Northern Accent.
It was good.
It was just like my...
See, I don't
grumpy today.
Lady Gaga. Like, I would have a one night stand with her as long as she wore that meat dress.
Oh. I was going to say I would take her on a cruise as long as she wore that meat dress, and then I'd drag her behind the boat, chum for the sharks.
I guess I'd have to have a one night stand with Lady Gaga.
I hope Jordan doesn't listen to this.
Oh, he does listen to it.
Shit, I'm really sorry, Jordan. I forgot that you liked her. Maybe she won't have to be found overboard.
What would Jordan do?
I think he would just like do whatever it took to change all of the rules so that he could marry, go on a cruise with, and sleep with Lady Gaga.
Maybe
not.
Hugh Grant. So I'm having a one night stand with Lady Gaga. Hugh Grant, I'd go on the cruise with. Cheryl Cole, I guess I'd have to marry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind Cheryl Cole.
No, I don't mind her. I don't like her, but I don't mind her.
I don't know why I've so aggressively got on the back. I'm just going to retract. I don't know why I've got my ump so much about Lady Gaga.
I think it was just because
I saw that dress. Can you explain what that dress is?
It was a top And saying, it says warning, explicit beauty, and it was completely see-through, which is in Amsterdam.
It's that has wound me up, and I think that's what I'm focusing my anger at.
What annoys me about her is, and this is going to sound really, really horrible and shallow, but I don't think she's a very good-looking person, and I think she thinks she's a really good-looking person.
No, that's kind of the whole point of it. She's, like, championing, this is what a normal body... Like, it's not like she's wearing, like... some body controlling, like, do you know what I mean? She's just like, this is what a body looks like. I'm not saying I agree with it, but she's quite famous for that.
But people fancy her.
Well, that doesn't matter. Like, someone doesn't have to look a certain way for someone. This is not a subject we should be talking about today in my mood.
Why are you so angry?
I just feel like there's a lot of. We always come round to like physical, how somebody should look or how somebody shouldn't look.
It's not the way she looks. It's her general like. Showmanship I don't really like.
But what you've effectively said is, unless somebody looks really good, they shouldn't be thinking that they... Like, what's wrong with confidence just because they don't look a certain way?
No, that's not what I said.
But you said you think she's really good looking, but she's not.
No, I said she thinks she is.
But what makes you say that? Because she dresses a certain way.
Because she's always... Jesus Christ. All right, I'll marry her.
Never talk to a girl about how a girl should look. That's why I was worried about the leggings issue earlier. I'm not saying that.
Worried about the leggings she wore earlier.
No, with me saying about I felt bad about saying certain people should wear leggings or not. But like, no one should ever wear this. It is ridiculous. I agree with you.
Can you guys hear that? I think it sounds like an awkward turtle swimming past.
Are we not allowed to get real on the podcast? Okay, we're going to get real. We'll close it. End that chapter.
Okay. So you can find us on Twitter.
In three separate places.
The Facebook.
breakfastbad@outlook.com.
You can continue to not send us emails.
One day we'll get one. We did get that one in after a couple of shows, didn't we, for that Better Call Steph episode.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that one, yeah. Someone emailed in for that problem.
Oh, right, yeah.
They obviously didn't give a very good advice in every email bank.
I thought I gave really good advice.
Wasn't it like a... You didn't give Megan advice because it was a straight person that wanted to go out with a girl that he fancied at work. You presumed it was a gay person.
No, that was Owen. Oh, right.
You presumed it was a gay person wanted to go out with a gay man. A straight man, even.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Better call Steph, don't ever call Owen.
Yeah.
It's about the sum of it.
I'd love to bring that bit back. I like that bit.
Yeah, okay. Well,
maybe we'll bring it back
on
the next one.
We need people to write in. Just don't ask me about the way people look and we'll be fine.
I've learnt my lesson there.
Yeah.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye. Bye.